Mijika, kami malam manggil. Balambun yalambu, waranjeri balak. The language of this land, spoken for generation after generation. The colonial invasion on Wurundjeri land in 1863 decided to say that we can't speak our language anymore. And I don't like to say it's lost. I like to say it's waiting for its people to rediscover it. The basis of culture. Welcome, greetings, good day from the Wurundjeri peoples or community. My name's Uncle Bill Nicholson. I'm very fortunate to be asked by the organisers today who would like to acknowledge for this very special gathering today to get our perspective across as Indigenous people of this land as a day that we just cannot celebrate. It's a day that does not bring unity to this country as a whole. And I guess if we're talking about bringing unity to the community, as we say, Jindiwarabak Balak, symbolism is very important to move that forward. Some people call this Australia Day, I heard. To me, it shows the ignorance of this country. As one of the symbols of white supremacy, Captain Cook actually acknowledged his people's presence here as invaders. One of the very first comments from, I guess, the British invasion on our land actually acknowledged that, which I found very interesting. Why do Aboriginal people all over this land resist this colony if it wasn't an invasion? And why do many of us still today, as represented by the mobs that are out there today, I'd like to acknowledge you. Sovereignty never ceded. What does it actually mean? To me, it is the inheritance handed down from our staunch ancestors to care for this sacred land and to protect our community from harm. I guess today we could say self-determination based on cultural law and integrity. My question is, does cultural integrity still exist, or have assimilation policies of the past worked? This is a challenge for our community. To me, our cultural framework, our sovereignty, our ways of doing things from our leadership all the way down to teaching the kids responsibility to country and each other had worked for generation after generation. And I'd like to see some of these particular aspects come back to the way we deal with things, especially in our leadership, and bring a common voice, I guess, if we possibly can, concerning some of the big topics here on this land today. Always was, always will be. Does this mean we have say over this sacred land that we did for generations, handed down as an inheritance from our ancestors? Or is it a hollow acknowledgement to our connection to country? And country is still being exploited today without our say. Well, while the mobs in the audience here are still here and still proud of their culture and their cultural integrity, we know this land has hope, but it is crying out for our help more than ever before. Today's theme of treaty before voice, I do not understand why the black bureaucrats does not understand this. Positions must be stated before peace talks occur. Treaty can have many outcomes. Potentially it could be a voice, but a meaningful voice, not just a consultative voice where we ask the mission managers if we can please have some of their rations. It's more about having a mandate for all the compensatory process that we are owed for the land being stolen and the traumas that still very much exist within our communities all over the country. They got to do it, not just listen to it. Just a bit of a history example. Corindert, where my grandmother was born. Yes, it does have mixed feelings. Language and culture was made illegal there, but it gave us a safe haven for our families to restructure and to gain some sort of self-determination. Except this colony did not allow us to continue that. And if you're not allowed to be part of the economy, you do have a lot of the social issues that plague that. So this country has to look back at its past and never let this happen again and learn from those mistakes if it wants to call itself a mature, civilised society, which is the term they use against us in the first place. So we can do it today with a peace agreement, and the stolen wealth of our land used to support Aboriginal communities' needs, wants and needs, which are very much some of the more needful people within this particular country. because of the traumas of the past still existing and the disrespect to the land and to the people of the land. January 26 is a divisive day in this land. Let's eradicate it. These fellas back behind here, I don't know if they're there today or not, but... They're either, what's that say, ignorance is bliss, or they're just like continuing to disrespect the people and the land itself by celebrating this day. So I'd like to acknowledge everyone's here today, actually, to support what I call the cultural integrity movement, or the whatever words you want to use, but keeping our cultural integrity strong, because to me that's the basis of your cultural identity. The Welcome to Country ceremony is a law ceremony. Sovereignty never ceded says to me that our law still exists. So the smoking ceremony that we've got here is a symbolism of spiritual cleansing. We'll get some smoke going there, fellas, and we'll try and smoke as many people as we possibly can. And it's a spiritual cleansing part of the Welcome to Country or Tandem ceremony, which allowed you to feel safe, allowed you to conduct your business. Trust and respect was earned between the hosts and the visitors. The big extended family that we were very much connected to over kilometres and kilometres and kilometres of this sacred land. So to feel truly welcome to this land, respect the people, country and culture is mandatory because the law was never ceded. I feel that respect today. So I'd like to say to you all, Wiminjika Wurundjeri Bik, welcome Wurundjeri country. Look after yourselves and thanks for coming. Now, I've been asked to introduce the Judy Dance Group. Are you fellas here? Yeah, you can get up and dance too, Arne, if you want. So. Is Jerry here? I'm not 100% sure.
Can I just get people to move back from the track, please, to make space for the dancers, please?
Get those leaves on the fire. Get some smoke going. Cool the fire down a little bit first.
Keep moving back. Move the banners with you if you could, please.
Sorry about that. Dancing is very much part of our communication over generations. It's part of the ceremony as well. But unfortunately, we couldn't get any of the dancers here today. But if anyone's real keen to dance, I'm pretty sure we'll stop somewhere on the march and give you fellas a chance to shake that leg and that mum. So if you want to do that, you'll get a chance. So thank you all. And again, thank you for your respect and actually truthfully listening to the mob.
My name is Ronnie Gurry, I'm your MC for the day, so fucking deal with it! Fuck Australia Day! Thank you. Just a couple of housekeeping rules. We have volunteers walking around with placards with QR codes on there for fundraising, for pay the rent and Dajua. Please donate. Plus pay the fucking rent! You're all living on unceded land, all stolen land. Pay the fucking rent. A bit about COVID safety, it's still here, it's still around us. Be mindful of that. If you need to feel like you need to wear face masks, do it. Protect yourself. And also keep that distance if you can. I want to pay my acknowledgement to the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people of the Woiwurrung. Pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and to say that their sovereignty has never been ceded. The theme for this year treaty, before voice, I want to emphasise that this is a rally for this rally is not for a no voice. Despite what the media and other yes campaigners have been saying about it. I want to thank you all for attending. I also want to thank people who have chosen to work today, including our good friends, the fucking Jungos behind us. Thank you for all supporting us today, you mob. Today is not a day to celebrate. It is a day of mourning. Fuck Australia Day! We're going to have guest speakers today, and I need you to all pay fucking attention. The first speaker is Uncle Gary Folley. Make him feel welcome!
Greetings. I'd like to pay my respects to the traditional owners. I'd also like to welcome today among us the contingent of our Palestinian brothers and sisters who are here in solidarity. I've been talking at rallies like this for over 50 years, and therefore I feel entitled to talk to you a little bit about history. The first major organised rally of this sort on this day was in 1938. 10 years before that, the first modern Aboriginal political organisation, the Australian Aborigines Progressive Association in northern New South Wales, argued for self-determination, political and economic independence, which is just a fancy way of saying Aboriginal sovereignty. For the next 50 years, that was the argument. That's what we were fighting for. The Black Power movement in the 1970s was built around the same principles of self-determination, political and economic independence. So here we are 50 years again down the track. And what are we being offered? We're being offered a voice. We've already got 5 voices in Parliament, actual elected representatives of Parliament, the best ones standing right behind me. And so the Australian Parliament today is not interested in listening to the voice of Aboriginal people, which they're not, then why should we expect that yet another advisory body? Let me tell you something. From 1972, from Gough Whitlam all the way through to John Howard, every single Australian government set up their own version of an Aboriginal advisory group. They didn't need to have a referendum to do it. They legislated for it. So why do we need a referendum now? Is it just for the few words of change in the Constitution? Folks, I've been there before. I was there in 1967, during the 1967 referendum campaign. I remember the elders telling us then, if we could get a yes vote, it would change things forever for Aboriginal people. We got the biggest yes vote in Australian history, and still fuck all happened. We've still got the same issues today. So why? Why should we expect? So why should we expect a new referendum, which I tell you right now, I've predicted it before this, I tell you right now, this referendum's got a snowball's chance in hell of getting up. This is not 1967 anymore. The campaigners for the yes vote this time aren't the really gun Aboriginal activists of the 1960s. And we've just had 40 years of history wars, culture wars, sky after dark, the Murdoch tabloids, Andrew Bolt, Pauline Hanson. You reckon this country ain't more polarized now than it's never been? Well, they're the reasons why this referendum won't get up. And that if it don't get up, then where does that leave us? Australian governments won't touch us again for another 50 years, you know. So why are we involving ourselves in something that is destined for failure? I urge every one of you people who are going to be called on to vote in this referendum to think very carefully about what you're voting for. And don't be afraid to stick on your ballot paper, land rights now, or something like that, rather than vote for something So, folks, I tell you, you need to make an informed decision. Now, the advocates so far haven't put enough information in front of me, a university professor, to figure out exactly what the fuck it is they're saying. So what hope has Joe Blow in the suburbs got of making an informed decision about their vote? You've got to be careful not to be sucked in to a measure that will ultimately only be cosmetic. Lipstick on a pig, you know. It will not address the deep underlying issues that still pervade Australian society. And that primary issue is white Australian racism. Now, folks, I see a sea of white faces in front of me. I know you're not the racist, but let me tell you this. The racists live in your community, not ours. So your job is to go home and try and challenge some of the attitudes of those racists. Okay, folks, I'll leave you with those words to ponder as you march around Melbourne, and I'll see you again at the end of the march. Thank you.
Uncle Gary Foley! In the odd chance that racists are watching a live stream of this today, I fucking doubt it, but if they are, just know that this is not a day to celebrate. This is a day of mourning for us. It's a day that we remember the effects of colonisation and the unwanted arrivals of settlers. It's a day that we remember the genocide of our people. It's a day we remember the murders and fucking massacres of my people. Today is the day we remember the rapes and torture of women and children, my people. It's a day we remember the dispossession and destruction of all our land. It's a day we remember the loss of our fucking language. It's a day we remember the stealing of our children that continue to do they do today. Can I just get everyone with cameras to take two steps back, please? You're blocking the view from the Auslan interpreters. There's deaf community in the audience. They are unable to see what's been said today. Thank you. The next person probably doesn't need no introduction, but I will anyway. Uncle Robbie Thurloff!
First cab off the rank. I want to pay my respects to the ancestors, the elders, and all the other warriors of resistance here on the land of the Kulin Undabunjil, creator ancestor. And we should always do ceremony before we do anything, any sort type of gathering. It's paying our respects. Now, we all walk here with our ancestors. We come with them. So I want to pay respects to everyone here today. This could be the day of reckoning or the year of reckoning and truth, folks. Are you ready for freedom, Australia? Can you handle it? Are you ready? Are you ready for the truth? Because that's what we need to deal with first. Because once you establish what the truth is, everything else can flow and everything else can grow. But without it, it's just more of the same. And we know what that is, don't we? It started with intentional genocide of our people around the round table in England. It's all lies here. Everything's a lie. It's a great opportunity right now to step into a sovereign, independent, sovereign republic where we the people, write the Constitution for the people, by the people. Not something that's constructed in a foreign country by a foreign parliament, because that's what we got. And in that foreign constitution, the White Australia policy was very much a part of it, right? The federal constitution was created just up the road there in 1901. It cut our people out of it. Continuing evidence of their intent to destroy our people. Here, 1851, the first colony to constitute on the basis of terra nullis. That happened here. That crime happened right here first. Not on Mer Island, a Melanesian island next to Papua New Guinea. It's all dodgy, folks. This naive title you talk about. This garbage cultural heritage legislation. You know, those two things, those two pieces of racist legislation are not to be discussed in the Yuruk Truth Commission. We got a long way to go, folks. And we can't be waiting for these people. They've had 250 years to protect our rights, our culture, our children. What's happened? It's been lots of money gone into this, into the name of our welfare and health. But there's nothing to show for it. Why is it? Corporate bodies don't represent our sovereignty. Get that right. They can't be negotiating a treaty. They're appendages of the state. It's very clear where its gaps come from. Since 1986, the year that Australia created the Australia Act, Bob Hawke. Am I right, Professor? You know, Professor of History. He never gets asked about his opinion about the voice and things like that. They know, these fellas. I'm talking about Gary Foley. He's a legend of our time, folks. A living legend. He really is. He's educated so many people here. The evidence is here. What an educated community can do. Now I reckon we're ready to step up. This is enough. There's enough people here to take it one little step further and do a revolution. No more tokenism. No more token voices. That's all we've ever had. So they want to enshrine that in the Constitution, do they? They want to enshrine another token voice in their constitution. Well, that's so disgusting and insulting and offensive. There's nothing can be compared to it, folks. We've got to step up here. I don't want to be seen to be validating this racist constitution in any way, shape or form. And us being a part of it will do that. It's a de facto way of getting us a part of this rat shit system. Don't fall for it. We've got a voice. I've got one now in the local community where it's very important, more important, to have our voices on the ground, because we are 600 independent sovereign black nations here, all with the right to voice and sovereignty. Like we've been saying, we never ceded it. That's the law of the land. The only Commonwealth country not to have ceded their sovereignty. I want to acknowledge all those ancestors and all the warriors that died in this undeclared war and secret invasion, which all this is built on. Our blood. And this denialism's got to stop. Denialism, racism, and sexism are mental illnesses. Deal with it, Oz. Yeah? Don't bring that shit here. We've been socially organized society for hundreds of thousands of years. We want to continue to doing our ceremonies, but we got no land. That's all we need, a little bit of land for our ceremonies, so we can do business with these creeps behind me. So we can heal ourselves in our own country. We need land for healing and ceremony before any more business goes down. How are you going to get informed consent? How are you going to get a true reflection of our people? How are you going to do that? More Mickey Mouse, dodgy committees that have always denied us, folks. And this is an opportunity to rise up, get rid of the criminals out of here. Same time, you get rid of the multinational mining conglomerations, tearing the place apart and stealing all the resources. Same time, and we become an independent, free nation built on the treaty of peace with the original peoples of the land we live. And that can happen. You know, don't get rid of the local government. Get rid of the state, the crown, the Commonwealth. We can do a treaty with the local governments, and we lock down the law on the ground. That's just a suggestion how we can step into the republic in the future, folks. We're always going to be here, our people, until we get justice. So why can't we make it today? And not just March, one day of the year. Same thing happens tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. Until we've got justice in our own country. We deserve better. We all do. Uncle Robbie Thorpe!
For any media with cameras, or for anyone doing live streaming, picture the fucking banners behind me. That there is just a handful of deaths in custody that's happened in this country at the hands of police and prisons. The Victorian government claims to be progressive, but this government has blood on their hands! We want a treaty! We want our land back! I call on Dan Andrews to stop selling Crown land and give it back to us, the traditional owners! Unfortunately, our next speaker was unable to come, Uncle Gary Murray. If you're watching, Uncle Gary, get well soon. has sent a statement for Millie Telford to read out. Welcome, Millie Telford!
As Auntie Ronnie said, this is on behalf of Uncle Gary Murray and a list of clan groups that I'll read out. Treaty Day must replace the tainted 26th of January. First Nations clans peoples from the Alps and the Murray River today stated that the 26th of January, to celebrate white history and First Peoples dispossession, dispersal, deculturalization, and the physical atrocities leading to whole clans being genocided and murdered. This has been well documented over 235 years of colonization. There are 38 plus First Nations and 300 plus clans in Victoria who have been genocided or systematized into genocide and have lost lands, waters, rights, and people. Shame. In Woiwurrung country, for example, only two clans out of seven have descendants across Greater Naam or Melbourne. This has occurred across many of our clans in Victoria. This tainted date should be buried in the waste bin of history. It is time. Even local councils like Hobart, Merribeck, Darebin, and Yarra recognise this, and thank you to them as these councils, like many others, have taken a stand alongside with many Australians. A new day and date should be set around a treaty so that all treaties are signed off on this day as a celebration that the war has ceased and peace has come back to our nations. Citizenship and a welcome to country document could be added to this ceremoniously significant alternative day. There are 38 plus First Nations who have demanded treaties in an inclusive, culturally appropriate process without the red tape being imposed on First Nations in current and proposed land justice and political regimes. The government must put more resources into determining who are legitimate nations, clans, ancestors, and descendants to remove fraudulent identities and stolen traditional ownership and treaties being signed off by the wrong people in the wrong country. Finally, our peoples reaffirm our self-determination decisions of the 2nd of February 2016 unanimous statewide decision by 400 plus First Nations people at Federation Square Zinc at Berrimah and reject the current voice proposals sourced in the Uluru Statement. It is imperative that First Peoples entities are inclusive, localised and regionalised and democratic. The ATSIC concept needs to be taken to the next level. Any proposed entity must be protected by contract with severe penalties to prevent any hostile government from abolishing the entity. This is the lesson from the abolition of ATSIC. Victorian First Nations need to continue to lead the dialogue, change and finalise the deficiencies in current systems and poor leadership and regimes where there are unhealthy monopolies, nepotism, cronyism and corruption. Yours in spirit of our law, ancestors, clans and country. On behalf of Wemba Wemba peoples, Dudaroa peoples, Noongar Ilam peoples, Wawuru peoples, Yorta Yorta peoples, Barapa Barapa peoples, Wagaya peoples, Walithika clan, Young Balung clan, Todora Mitung clan, Terup Balug clan, and the Palamadung clan. I'd like to, Uncle Gary has also included a quote from the late Pastor Sir Douglas Nichols. He said, "You can play the black notes on a piano and play the white notes, but to get harmony, you have to play both. How can we fly like eagles when you feed us like chooks?" Thank you.
Uncle Gary Murray! And Millie Telford. The next speaker is Mariki Onos!
Hello everyone. Let's do a chant. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Thank you. My name is Mariki Onos and I'm a black activist with a strong lineage. I come from the Gunai and Gunditjmara people. come today to protest Invasion Day. We protest today, voice before treaty. But before I go into that, I want to thank you. I want to congratulate each and every single one of you who've come out every year since 2015 and the new ones along the way. Today, this year, is the first year the Australia Day Parade will not go ahead. Because of us. Because of you, because of our people, this fight. We have stopped the Australia Day Parade. We have fought for these streets. So thank you. I want to dedicate this small win to my dear friend, Viv Marlowe, who sadly lost her battle with cancer last year. She came out year in and year out. She broke the barriers of the first protest when we went into the Australia Day Parade. So this is for you, Viv. Voice before treaty. This protest is not a no protest. We are not here to tell you who and what to vote for. We're here to remind you of our sovereignty and our original demands from day one. We are here to platform the voices of our community, the ones that you won't see in the Australian newspaper. So I ask you to listen and critically engage what we say today, because that will inform tomorrow's vote. We have a political spectrum within our community. Stop polarizing us into a yes and a no. We ask for critical and meaningful, respectful opportunities to engage. We demand a treaty. We demand our land back. We demand to stop black deaths in custody. We demand that you stop stealing our children immediately. We demand the abolition of every prison and every police officer in this country. And we demand reparations so that we can fulfill our sovereign obligation to the last sunset. We are tired of the false optics of Victoria, the progressive state, when Dan Andrews continues to pour billions of dollars into locking up our people. He knows that those funds are killing our people. He makes a political decision every day to kill black fellas. Enough progressives talking over our people. Listen to us. We will continue to fight to our last breath. We will fight for our sovereignty, not beg for crumbs. Love and respect to all here today. Thank you and free Palestine.
Mariki Onos!
The next speaker, please make welcome Nagara Murray.
Thank you. you, Jason. My name is Nagara Murray, and today is the day of mourning. Today we mourn the dead with the honesty and integrity that they deserve. We mourn our ancestors, those that come before us. We pay respect to the unknown warriors of the frontier wars and resistance fighters who made the ultimate sacrifice protecting our country from the invaders. Lest we forget the wars and massacres, colonial violence and brutality on our people, the killing times, the genocide of our clans and the attempt to eradicate us, the poisonings, the shootings and the torture, the efforts to cover up the atrocities, wars that happened across this country that claimed thousands of lives. This is our history, these are our truths, and it should not be forgotten. We pay homage to the men and women who protested, campaigned, advocated, lobbied, raised their fists and marched in the streets against the prejudice and discrimination that was a daily part of their lives, and mark this day of mourning and our political movement. 85 years since the day of mourning in 1938, and the injustices continue. But we are still here, we have survived, and we are never leaving. Our people have been impacted spiritually, physically, culturally, economically, and legally, and so has our country. We need truth-telling. We need treaties. We need healing. We need peace. To restore our nations and country, we want our lands and waters back. We need an awakening that acknowledges and respects 60,000 years of our custodianship of this land. We need to protect this country for future generations to ensure a healed and healthy country for all of us. Treaties will address a long history of colonization and the scars it has left, a country built on a lie. Treaties existed before the colony did, different treaties in different parts of our lands and waters with our nations and clans. It was the foundation of our relationships based on coexistence. Treaties will provide a way to tackle the racist legacies of invasion and offer everyone an opportunity to create a better future together. I'm calling on you to commit to treaties and truth-telling. I'm calling on you to recognise and respect our sovereignty, our inherent rights, our cultural authority and the law of this land. The path to treaties is a shared journey, but it's how we will coexist into the future, and that means all of us. We already have the foundations that will enable First Nations to negotiate treaties across their countries in this state, but we need the power of the people, people that are here today. We need to mobilise, we need to organise, we need stronger representation. We need ceremonies, we need to be prepared for treaties and what's to come. And any decision-making powers about us must be in the hands of First Nations, our cultural authorities, in accordance with our law, so that we can make our own choices and decisions about our nations, our families, our culture, our lands, our waters, and our future our way. Treaty now. Thank you.
Yo! Put your foot up in the air if you believe in black justice! Let me say it! Keep your fist up in the air if you believe in black justice! Put your hands up in the air and scream our sovereignty! Say it again, sovereignty! Sovereignty! Sovereignty!
You're listening to 3CR 2023 Invasion Day broadcast on 855 on your AM dial.
Any introduction, please make welcome Senator Lydia Thorpe!
A war! to the colonial system? We deserve better than that. We deserve better. This is a fighting stick. Something my people will continue to do until we get justice. This fighting stick is from Uncle Ned Hargraves at Yindamoo. We know what happened at Yindamoo. Racist police. Racist police. That's what happened at Yindamoo. That's what happened to 500 other blackfellas in this country from racist cops. We have had enough. Our mother is dying. The land you're on is dying. When we die, our mother dies. And we see what white people have done to this country in the short time they have been here. They have destroyed our water. They have destroyed our land. They have destroyed our families. They have destroyed our sacred sites. And they have taken our children and said sorry? Sorry means you don't do it again. So what are they doing now? They want to put the colonial constitution over top of the oldest constitution on the planet. Our constitution. And our constitution comes from the soil and the blood of our people. We need peace. We need peace. We're sick of dying. We're sick of seeing our children taken. We're sick of seeing our men demonized. And we're sick of the racism in this country from the federal parliament poison chalice that it is, right through to the everyday streets that we walk down. We have to rid racism and heal this country, bring everyone together through a sovereign treaty. I sit in that parliament and every day they say that they are sovereign. The colonial system and the colonizers say they are sovereign. You don't go to someone else's country and say that you're sovereign. We are sovereign. And this is our land. and we deserve better than an advisory body. We have an opportunity to have a treaty that allows for, which is only through a piece of legislation, they could put 10 independent black seats in the Senate today. We want real power. And we won't settle for anything less. Thank you.
Senator Lydia Thorpe! Our next speaker, please make welcome Nikita Rodimer!
Hello, everybody. I just want to pay my respects to the Wurundjeri people, the traditional owners of the land. I also want to acknowledge and pay my respects to our elders that are here present today, to our ancestors and our elders that have crossed over to the Dreaming, that set the scene, that paved the way for all the pain they endured, so we could stand here today right where we are and keep fighting their fight, our fight. I want to also acknowledge our youth, our next generation coming up.
You've been listening to speeches coming live from Melbourne's 2023 Invasion Day rally. Stop the war, treaty before voice, on 3CR 855 AM.